Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another special edition of Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
This is an immature podcast attended
and intended for
and by a mature audience. And those aren't respective, those are the opposite, switched. But yeah, mature audience. So if what, 17 or 18?
I don't think there's really an age. Just don't
if your parents
listen to this.
Don't let your parents catch you listening to this if you're too young.
If you're too young, right.
Yeah.
That's mainly the thing.
But you know, everybody's got to be educated now. You don't want to be a fucking loser. So do listen to it. If you're over 17. Anyways, guys, you know, we want to say, make sure you give us a follow. No. You got anything on your mind, Nick?
No, I think it's worth mentioning, you guys. Be sure to follow us on Podomatic. Just go there, you know, if you're a long-time listener, or even if it's your first time listening, just go over to Podomatic.com, check out Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Give us a follow, give us a like.
Follow us, like us,
share us with your friends, if you wouldn't mind, too.
Just but, share us.
Regardless, guys, past all that, this is our 13th episode, Horror Films.
Horror Films.
I think it's pretty fun. Anyways, have a great time.
Enjoy.
Dinosaurs, energy, exercise, liberty, bugs, trucks, boats, whores, beer cults, art wars, alcohol, news, happiness, shoes, superheroes, respect, vampires, blues, samurai, skyscrapers, prophylactics, downtown haircuts, mathematics. Is it the comedy or news? Nobody knows. It's Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
This is episode 13.
13.
So everybody knows 13's the scary one.
It's unfortunately deemed unlucky.
Why unfortunately?
Well, I don't know. It seems unfair.
Do you think 13 has feelings?
For people that like the number 13, for people building hotels.
Yeah, but people who like the number 13 usually like it because they know that it means bad things.
Oh, gotcha.
So they like it, you know, because they're different. Or unless you like 13, then I'm sure you like it for a completely unique reason.
You're special.
Yeah, everybody knows you're special.
But other than you.
Anyways, other than you, people who like 13 are tools.
But we thought 13 was significant with misfortune and bad things. So we started brainstorming.
So Nick got an STD.
So I got an STD, but then we decided to do this
give
episode.
Give it to me.
To give it to Gone and do this episode about
horror movies.
Horror movies.
Because it was a real horror. Luckily, it was a curable one, and we made a documentary about it that'll be coming out to coincide actually with the Cyborg podcast. You know, it's a big promotional.
It'll be out right when that one comes out.
So that'll be a video documentary that comes out.
And you got to look forward. I think this coming Monday is the 13th of the month. So you know, normally you get Friday the 13th, and that's scary. But this month, you're gonna get Monday the 13th.
He is not wrong.
Woo!
It'll be 1, 2, 3, 4 days away from tomorrow. If you're past it, then this is really not worth listening to. If you're listening to this past the 13th of April 2015.
You missed your mark.
So, you know, as you can tell, we're talking about horror films.
The horror genre.
Of filming and video and... Well, TV too, right? Do we?
Oh, yeah, TV counts.
Does it? I don't know. I don't even know. Actually, I don't. Nope. We didn't even take on TV. Fuck yeah.
All right.
Guys, just, no, this isn't TV.
It's horror film.
Horror films. All right.
Film
you know,
only.
That's all we're talking about is horror films.
All right.
First off, I want to bring a sponsor today. Something that we use, and it's called, have we given them a shout out yet, Nick?
Yeah, we have not.
Okay. Thank you for that confusing answer. I want to give a shout out to Audacity. They are the recording software that we use to produce every single podcast we bring to the people who then send us emails at brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com sending anger and complaints.
Those great people.
But yeah, we use Audacity, and it's great because we can plug it into a sound thing and it all works correctly, and they have minutes and seconds and they let you know exactly what's going on. So shout out to Audacity. Moving on, right, Nick?
Woo! Yeah, let's move on.
Moving on right into something that we haven't done in a second. The news.
Oh my God, we're bringing the news back. Okay.
Well, we're not bringing it back. We're just running through it real quick. Nick remembers the news. This is his least favorite part, but
you know, it's part of our show.
Boxer takes on Corker.
Jesus.
That sounds stuff. Oh, did you hear about him getting convicted? That.
Oh right, the bomber.
Yeah, the bomber got convicted of murder. Like, he's guilty. God damn it, this fucking country takes a long time to get that shit settled. They haven't even decided if they're going to kill him or let him live in prison. I think he should have to hug a bomb while it explodes. You know.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up. A guy kills like 30 people.
I think he killed like 6 people, right?
Oh, was it only 6?
But he injured like 200-something.
Oh,
100
okay.
Something.
Look,
yeah.
You don't ask me. Oh, I just remember reading the 30 counts. That's what I'm thinking of. All
right, yeah. He's a... Wait. What? The original Gerber baby is all grown up? Holy shit. Guys, the Gerber baby's all grown up. I bet they're fucking old, aren't they? How old is Gerber? Jeez and Pete's. Look at it. Where are they? Guys, the Gerber baby is an old lady with white hair and glasses and wrinkles on her face and a purple shirt and a black and blue scarf. She's lovely.
She's pretty special.
That's the news.
go check out the Gerber baby when you
go
get a chance.
Out, yeah. Do we have any shout outs, Nick?
We've always got a shout out or two.
Yeah, guys, we've got a couple shout outs for today. First off, Nick, what are some requirements to get a shout out?
Well, mainly just support the show. Support the show's creators.
Just support the show.
But mainly just support the show. A great idea, if you haven't already, is to go over to the Facebook page and, you know, hit like. If you haven't done that already, like, you know, if you've listened to the show, if this is the second time you've heard this episode, go ahead and hit like.
Please.
On the Facebook page. If it's the third time you've heard the episode,
yeah, if you could please find the time to drag your fucking mouse over to that like button, click it. I guess we'd appreciate it.
We'd love it. Also, if it's the third time you've heard the show, go ahead and go to our Podomatic page. Sign up on Podomatic. It takes literally 5 seconds. And all you have to do is hit follow.
We just want to know that it's worth to keep on doing this shit free.
Just go over there and show us some love. And but first of all, though, shout out to Daniel Smith. Just always support,
you know, Danielle Smith's always there about that shit. But that's what she does. You know,
she's just like a big, wooden beam,
a big wooden beam
supporting the, foundation of our brown bag. But, you know, okay, we got to do this because we haven't done it. We haven't done it enough, but we got to take a moment out of the show and just big special thanks to Sandman, our wonderful intern.
Sanders, the wonderful intern.
And then we want to give a quick shout out to Caleb Jacoby.
Oh, wow.
And
Eric White.
Yeah. A couple of shout outs there real quick.
All right.
All right, guys.
Those are good shout outs.
Yeah. Good thing we got that. All right, guys, what happened there?
That was all the messy stuff. We had to get it out of the way.
Yeah, well, we didn't have a list of who we wanted to give a shout out to, so we had to figure out who had liked us on Facebook that we hadn't yet given a shout out to. So that was weird. Let's go on to horror films.
I thought it was kind of fun because everyone just was like, "What's he doing? Is he just sucking Nick's dick underneath a desk right now?"
Is that what everybody thinks?
Oh, shout out to Brent Williamson.
shout out to Brent Williamson on that note. Yeah.
On that note, but
Nick, what did you think horror films? Like, what are horror films to you?
Well,
like what?
You know, to me, it's all about that reaction. That's why you're watching a horror film, mostly to get to get a little riled up, to get a
what
little
kind of reaction are you used to, like what are three reactions that you would say classify a horror film?
Well, definitely fear.
Well, that's not really a reaction. That's
okay, you're right. Like anxiety, that sort of nervousness that you're
how about physical reactions? What kind of physical reactions can
you expect? Definitely like gasping and jumping.
Okay, that's two.
You know,
we just need one more.
Just screaming out, like
screaming,
just being like "fuck,"
screaming,
you know,
jumping. Oh, really, and cursing. That's another good one. So that's what a horror film is. All right, for you. Well, since you asked, for me, a horror film is something that's meant to make you forget about what's real in the world. And make you think that magic is basically real.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, that the worst. It's there to take you out of that safety net and just make you feel like the worst is possible, whatever right. that might be.
Yeah, by magic, you mean like just great evil, right? Like,
not, what do you mean? No, all I'm saying is a horror film is something that can take away any kind of safety net that you might be feeling,
right,
and all of a sudden make you feel that anything horrible is possible and could happen.
Yeah,
that's what a horror film is that it can take away the safety net of reality, you know, make you believe that what you're seeing could happen to you.
Definitely.
What is a horror film, Nick? According to the internet.
Well, according to the internet, a horror is a film genre seeking to elicit a negative emotional reaction from viewers by playing on the audience's primal fears, inspired by literature from authors like Edgar Allan Poe, Bram Stoker, Mary Shelley. Horror films have, for more than a century, featured scenes that startle the viewer. The macabre and the supernatural are frequent themes, thus they may overlap with the fantasy, supernatural, and thriller genres. Little fantasy overlap.
Bit of a fantasy overlap. Sounds delightful. Alright, so now that we know what horror films are, do we have any good examples of amazing horror films, Nick?
Oh, we definitely do. The first one that comes to my mind is it's probably Halloween, but only because I don't think The Shining is a horror movie, like a lot of people do, but when I go a little bit more modern, and I think like 90s and some of the best horror films, I know What You Did Last Summer.
You know, Nick, speaking of that, I know what you did last summer.
Oh my gosh, are you talking about
your cabin in the woods when you were a cabbie?
You know, when I was giving rides out in the woods
when you were a cabbie up there in what national park was that you were?
That was when I was up in Bluffstone, I believe.
Bluffstone.
Last summer, yeah.
Yeah, so Nick last summer jaunted up to Bluffstone National Park and actually was a cabbie for the park. They
right.
only had
well,
one, right?
Well, yeah, I didn't start off that way. At first, I was just up there, and I was digging around in some dumpsters because I was worried about bears coming into these campsites for some of the food that these campers had left in there. And so I was just trying to get all that food out before the bears could get to it. And this ranger, I ended up meeting this ranger, and you know, his name was Steve, and he got me hooked up with this gig where I was just giving people rides in the woods, and you know, I didn't have a lot of customers, but you know, a good night for me was like, you know, I'd leave with about, you know, $32 in my pocket afterwards.
Now, you were driving an electric golf cart, if I was correct. That's it. Right. Or that's what I knew you to start off driving.
Right. Well, it was an electric golf cart, but I actually ended up losing a lot of money because of the money I invested on batteries and keeping it charged and whatnot.
And how much did they pay you?
They just, it wasn't very much, you know. It was sort of like this under the table gig. But, you know, I also got a few company meals included. And
when you say a few, do you mean like?
Like a few, like the brunches on Saturday and Sunday.
Otherwise, how did you eat? What did you eat?
You know, it was a lot of PB&Js.
Right. Nick, so I noticed you're kind of avoiding the question. How much did you exactly get paid? If you lost money.
It was more of a losing, like just a fiscal loss.
Nick, did
really.
You get paid?
No. No,
okay, that's fine. Who are you? But I'm sure you made some fantastic connections. You know,
really
this is
good,
like an internship.
Really good connections.
Can you name
guys.
Any of the names of the people you met?
Only first names, but yes, Steven the Ranger, and
right.
Beth, the other caretaker, and then that was it.
What? And you just gave them rides all summer?
Well, there was a few other people, but, you know, a lot of people, most of the rides I gave to were to campers. They didn't really want to talk.
All right. So, wow. Beth. I want to know a little bit more about Beth.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't really, she liked to drink lemonade a lot.
Okay.
And the lemonade that she made was a little too sweet for me. It was kind of like your whole mouth would be getting stuck together after you drank too much of it, you know.
Jesus.
I did play checkers with her a few times, but like only a few times because.
Who won?
You know, I think she did. I wasn't really playing, if I recall. Like I.
Well, that didn't even sound like you.
Well, she just doesn't. I always got the feeling she didn't like me. You know, like I was just this guy.
Why wouldn't she like you?
Oh, I don't know. Because I was like this guy digging around the dumpster before
right.
I got the gig.
All right.
And then
so I heard that I remember by the end of the summer, you sent me a letter in the mail that you had a picture of an SUV that you had wrecked. Right? Was that, am I thinking of this correctly? You had wrecked an SUV somehow.
No, that's all. That's all. Well, I can't even really talk about that.
All right. Well, that is Nick. That's what Nick did last summer. Interesting. Wow, Jesus.
All right.
Anyways, next, guys, have you guys ever heard of this new, or Nick, have you heard of found footage, the horror genre?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, so it's basically like what was the first big one? Blair Witch?
Yeah, I think I mean, there may have been some before Blair Witch, but I think that was the one that
put it on the map, right?
Yeah, and kind of got started.
Yeah, so other examples would be like Paranormal Activity.
That's a really big one.
What else? I feel like The Conjuring kind of had had some
used
aspects.
Some elements of it.
Yeah, some elements of it.
There's that Troll Hunter movie, even though it's kind of more fun. It's a little bit comedy element to it, but.
Well, did you know yesterday I was actually looking on the internet, and I found some footage of Frankenstein. You remember Frankenstein from back in the day?
Yeah, like an old Hollywood monster.
Yeah, he used to scare people way back before people got a brain. Anyways, of all things, the guy's a firefighter now.
Really?
Yeah, out there in L.A. There's a video of him running in. He's yelling fire, fire, fire. People are noticing, and people are all of a sudden running, you know, getting out of this building. He's giving everybody, he's got this booming voice, you know, and he runs up and he says, jump, jump. And this fucking lady jumps out of the window right into his arms. He catches her, lets her go. All of a sudden, this huge man jumps out too. Boom. Frankenstein catches him. Saves him, and he ended up saving the day by actually, at the very end, a little cat jumped out of the window. You know, cats always think they can land. And, well, Frankenstein wasn't able to catch him. The cat slightly missed and hit the ground. And everybody thought the cat died. Well, Frankenstein bent down, gave the little kitty CPR, brought him back to life.
Wow.
Which is basically the most beautiful thing to see Frankenstein, who is, you know, an amalgamation of all these dead people. Uh-huh. Brought to life by Dr. Frankenstein. And really, we're talking about Frankenstein's monster here.
Right, right. But we all know the slang.
Yeah, but we call him Frankenstein, but he's really a, you know, a zombie been put together. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
More machine than man, even.
He was able to bring back another being.
I'm surprised he knows CPR, especially, like, small animal CPR.
I'm surprised to learn that he breathed.
I mean, there's so many surprising things about. But yeah, you know, that actually reminds me, because I think I heard a story about Dracula, right?
Oh yeah, I found some footage. I found some footage the other day
what,
on.
What was YouTube. That I heard about him?
He was a. He's been found that he's got a new business opened in Miami. He's a fence builder.
Oh, okay. Weird. He's building fences.
Right. Well, he actually specializes in small wooden fences. Have you ever seen those nice houses that had those small decorative fences out front? You know, not really. They don't really serve the purpose of keeping a person out or anything really, but more just to kind of mark the territory of their yard where it begins and ends.
Yeah, they're just kind of like aesthetically pleasing, but not practical.
So he's putting those up now.
That seems dangerous for him.
Well, you know, I'm sure he takes all the correct precautions, but it does seem a bit precarious for Dracula to be undertaking. But it's his passion, and I, along with Kelly Ripa, say, go Dracula.
Wow. So, I guess it's all nighttime work there.
I would imagine. I don't know if they've come out with the sunscreen strong enough yet.
Nighttime fencing.
But maybe they have. You know, have you ever seen a horror movie, actually, where they had good sunscreen that the vampire could use? That
Only Blade.
Oh, did he?
Well, remember all those vampires were just walking around.
But did they have? Was it because of a sunscreen?
It was actually because of sunglasses.
Sunglasses?
The sunglasses were keeping them from exploding.
Whoa. Anyways, I also found some footage, speaking of Dracula, of the Wolfman the other day. You remember the Wolfman? He's the original werewolf.
He's the werewolf guy. Yeah, the original one.
Yeah, well, he's actually become an astronomer recently.
That's unbelievable. Because it seems like he wouldn't even have an attention span that would be long enough.
Well, you'd think, apparently he actually has most recently been spending time on the ISS. And I hope that I don't mean to say ISIS. I don't mean to confuse anybody.
You're talking space station.
International space station.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, he's been spending time on the moon. Apparently he has this whole section in the ISS, in the space station, to werewolf out in.
Oh, cool.
You know, so he's really been testing a lot of what werewolf really is.
Okay, that'll be good research. That'll pay off.
Now, Nick, you were telling me about the mummy the other day. His life apparently is unraveling.
Well, yeah, he's...
you found some footage, right?
Well, what I was able to discern from this footage is that he's an accountant, and, you know, he's had this... this is actually his second marriage, but it's fallen apart, and...
Oh, you hate to hear that, a second marriage.
Yeah, his second marriage is falling apart. He's going to lose his second set of kids.
Oh.
And...
all those princes.
Yeah, and it's just really sad for him, because... you know, the mummy, we all know he's been through a lot. And, you know, ever since the Brendan Fraser gig, he hasn't really had much money coming in, you know. So it's his lifestyle is having to change. He's having to go through all these, like, life adjustments. He's kind of at a low point, you know.
Man, you know, that's just rough to hear, because you hope that someone's going to be able to pull out of it. And I really hope that they are able to get another movie, you know, out of him coming up soon. Because I feel like he made the strongest resurgence of any of these old guys here in the recent future.
Well, he's actually a damn good accountant, too, from what I understand. He's not,
I already got a CPA.
Yeah,
I don't know how this is even legal.
but he got it in 12 months. A year, some people, but 12 months. Like, I don't even know how that's legal. But well, dude,
he knows like 7 languages. I fucking played Scrabble with him one time. I mean, it was like, it was ridiculous.
And oh my God, you let him play every, dude, that was, you know, dude, why would you play Scrabble?
The thing was, well, we were playing in Hebrew. It was a really weird, party I was at.
It was a really weird, it sounds like a cool party. I don't know why you don't ever invite me to these fucking parties. Only parties you ever invite me to are Sausage Fest.
Woo! The best kind.
Yeah. Anyways, Nick. Have you, guys, you know, I just want to say thank you guys, all the people. We've actually been getting a ton of listens lately. We've been, and it seems like, you know, a lot more of y'all are taking interest. And, you know, we want to say we really appreciate all the time that you're spending, listening to us. And we hope that we're entertaining y'all more than anything.
Definitely appreciate it.
You know, so, I think that I'd like to host a party maybe like sometime soon.
No, a party for like we were just talking about with monsters. Or are we talking about a party?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's in celebration of our audience, right? Like, we want to celebrate all you wonderful people that are listening. And
sure.
So we're going to host this party, and What's going to be the kicker? I mean, are we going to invite all these monsters? Are we going to invite...
Well, it makes me want to host a party, but I don't know if I can host this party because I don't think any of these people are real.
Gotcha.
Right. But anyways, the host I want to be is the host of I want to imagine you're throwing a dinner party, okay?
All right.
With three of your closest monster friends. Or
I like it.
Three of your closest monster acquaintances. Regardless, you're going to be throwing a dinner party with three monsters. Who are you inviting? Why are you inviting them? And what are you serving?
Wow. Well, I think the serving thing, I'm just going to keep it
really
easy. Let's
go. We can go back and forth one by one. Let's get our guest list figured out.
Let's do guests first.
Who's your first guest, Nick?
I get, you know, my first guy is just going to be that pinhead dude from the Hellraiser movies who would show up when, like, I can't remember if it was like they opened up a weird box and that's what brought him out, but that guy always creeped the shit out of me. Pinhead.
What would you talk to him about?
Oh, I would hope to not talk to him.
Well, why would you invite him then?
I mean, because, like, if I remember in the movies, whenever that dude talks, he's, like, really scary, and there's, like, a few other of those pinhead people.
All right. So.
I only went with him because I don't want you to invite someone who's way scarier than anyone I've invited. So I want my first guy to be, like, really intimidating.
Oh, we're each inviting three, and we're throwing this party together now?
Well, I just thought, since we're bringing up the list, we're going to be comparing the lists in each other's minds. I just want to have a really intimidating guy, like, right off the bat for one of my monsters.
All right. I would probably want to invite something like Swamp Thing.
Ooh, I like that.
But is that... No, that's not really a horror movie. He's a good guy.
I take it back. There's the Marvel Swamp Thing, but I think...
You know what I meant to say was Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Ah, that sounds like something.
You remember him. He's an oldie, but I think, you know, that would be great conversation. He'd have a lot to say. And, you know, maybe I have a little bit better chance if he tried to turn on us. We'd have a better chance of taking him down.
Gotcha.
Who's your second guest? Who's your second guest?
This one's going to be a little weird, I'm going to go with Jack Torrance in The Shining. And ooh. So
my only issue with that.
Are you going to say it's the hotel?
Is that
he's
a human
thing?
He's a guy.
Right.
He's a man. He's not a monster.
Well, he cuts up Dick Halloran.
Yeah, he's an awful guy ethically and morally, but he's not really a monster.
Okay, but he is in the horror film genre. He kind of is.
Right, but The Host is more of a monster balls. You're right.
Okay.
A monster mash, if you will.
He's not strong enough to get on the list.
Well, he's just not a monster. He just doesn't. Yeah. We don't want any other human. Nick, the thing is, this is our opportunity to corner the monster market and really get to befriend the monsters and basically get the monsters on our side. So we're trying to get this party list put together so that none of the monsters want to fuck with us and we're friends with them and we'll hook them up, you know?
All right.
So who's the second monster you want on your side? You want to be at this party that we're networking with?
Yeah. Well, now I'm thinking about it a little bit.
Pinhead, I think, is great because he is horrifying. We got to get him on our side.
No, he's definitely a nightmare.
We got to figure out what appetizers he wants.
You know, in that case, I think I'm gonna go with King Kong then. Just have a giant beast for this party.
Do you think there's any way that we can have a downsized version of him?
I don't think so, man. He just comes through destroying the place.
Once again, is he
is he going to destroy the party?
No, you're right. No, because here's the thing. We're going to have an indestructible party. We're going to have a magic spell on it.
Yes.
All right, my second one. You know, I'm tempted to go with something like Freddy Krueger. What I'm actually going to go with is the girl who crawls out of the well from The Ring.
Oh, does she crawl backwards too?
No, she just crawls up and then she walks with her head down.
Doesn't her eye roll back or something?
Well, girl, I don't know, you know, but we'll get to see more. I imagine it'll be funny to see across the room and be like, "Hey, Ring girl," and she'll look and she'll walk like that all down. Then she'll look all scary up, every time. You know, it's going to be pretty scary and fun.
I wonder what her small talk's going to be like. Okay, so for my third one, I feel like you may not like this one, but I think I'm going to try to do something a little different than the second. I'm going to try to invite all the gremlins.
Why would I hate that? The Gremlins is a horrifying movie.
But I'm imagining 12 different gremlins.
You don't get to bring what's his name though, the little cute guy, do you? Because he's not a gremlin. No. What's he called?
Gizmo. But yeah, I don't.
What
know
is what Gizmo called?
I don't know what they're called. But. Look at,
what is Gizmo called, guys? Right. So what we're wondering is in the movie Gremlins, Gizmo is what is the original little furry creature that is purchased or given, perhaps. By a Chinese man at an old market. He might be Japanese or he could be anything.
Wait, I thought for some reason it was John Candy at the Chinese market who buys them. Am I misremembering that?
No, I thought it was at a street. No, I remember at the very beginning, a street market. Maybe John Candy buys it.
He's a Mogwai.
A Mogwai. So a Mogwai is basically what dude Furby's just looked at Mogwais and how can we fucking make this into a goddamn doll that we can sell to people? Jesus.
I wish they would have just made Mogwais.
How many Furbies have had water thrown on them by Gremlins enthusiasts? Anyways, Nick,
that's a crazy thought.
You're not bringing a Mogwai to the party.
These are full fledged Gremlins.
You're bringing
the
Gremlins.
Party.
This is a Mogwai that has been moistened. Do you think? Any kind of moistened?
Or
what
possibly,
if you pissed on a Mogwai? What kind of gremlin would that make?
Well, they could have also been fed after midnight. I just want to throw that out there.
Both of that? Wait, what does the water do?
The water does it. No, the water multiplies them, actually. I think the water is actually okay, because remember Gizmo got into water, and I think it just made a bunch of other friendly Mogwais, yeah. But then they all got into some chicken wings or something late at night.
And turned.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus Christ, that's beautiful. I'm so glad.
It's an incredible film.
So we're gonna bring over the gremlins and here's the thing. No, Nick, you invite the Mogwai over, right? You invite 7 or 8 Mogwai over. We party with the Mogwai. This party, though, starts around 10 o'clock. Right after midnight, we're going to feed these motherfuckers. They start turning. We're going to be partying with gremlins. How's that sound?
I mean, that's cool. We get, the best of both worlds. But I want the just full gremlin experience.
All right, fuck it. They never even come as Mogwa. They only come as gremlins.
I want them, like, throwing knives at us right from the beginning and just doing crazy, putting each other in microwaves and, like, just all the insanity of gremlins. All
right, very good, yeah. Do you want that one sexy female gremlin from Gremlins 2 there to sing for us?
With the lipstick.
Oh, lipstick always makes little troll woman disgustingly beautiful. Right?
Oh, God. It's like when Bugs Bunny just really slathers it on there.
All right. So finally, for my last monster,
what you got?
I'm gonna invite Jigsaw.
Okay, but he's a person.
I'm taking him off immediately. Good call. Did you just see that over there?
I didn't see it. Are you getting scared because we're talking
about
horror movies?
Talking about horror movies? No.
Are we freaking ourselves out here?
All right. Well, what about who else? Oh God. You know, you got to come prepared to these things. You know who I would invite? I'd invite the Babadook. Because I haven't seen it yet. But I want to meet this guy, and I hear he's cool. And if he was free and he'd be willing to come to the party, I'd like for him to come.
Okay. Well, I can't. I have to accept that because I don't know. I haven't
seen
it
either. I'm going to take I'll take the starter course and the salad, and you're going to take the main course. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So for the start, I'm going to serve some fried seafood ravioli.
Okay.
Okay. With a nice little garlic aioli. Okay. And then for the salads, I'm going to serve a blue cheese wedge with a nice balsamic glaze over it.
Very nice.
Yeah, and I'm going to have only the highest quality of every ingredient, and I want to have nice chunks of blue cheese sprinkled all over that wedge. I'm going to have a couple fat strips of delicious bacon, you know, thick cut applewood smoked bacon, and that'll be what I serve for my appetizer for the monsters. I probably won't eat very much of that.
Yeah, I'm really feeling that.
All right, so what are you going to serve for the main course?
What I'm thinking right now is like a slow smoked pig. And maybe smoking some chickens with him, too.
Sanders the intern has just arrived home. Hello, Sanders the intern.
What's up? Sanders looks dead.
Sanders is tired. He works in the movies. Most recently, Sanders has actually been working with King Kong, right?
King Kong is one of those real asshole guys that you have to deal with. He's always asking for things. The weirdest thing is he wants baby wipes all the time. I don't know why.
I bet that's how he jerks it somehow. I just have a feeling he needs a baby. He needs baby wipes when he jerks it.
You heard it here first.
All right. Well, and thanks, Sam, man, for the insight. That's inside information. Don't tell anybody where you heard that.
That's all confidential. But yeah, so I'm going to smoke some pig and some chicken, and then do like a barbecue thing.
And then maybe you'll smoke some meth.
Yeah.
Since we're hanging out with fucking monsters.
Follow that one right up. Yep.
So smoked pig, smoked chicken, smoked meth. So at our monsters ball, we're going to be having Pinhead scaring the fuck out of everybody. We're also going to be having the creature from the Black Lagoon getting everybody old-fashioned stories about how he used to be scary. Next, we're going to have King Kong show up. We'll have so obviously we're going to be having to hold this party outside if Kong's going to be involved, out in a big fucking field or something. Right, Nick? Maybe at a canyon, and he stands at the bottom of the canyon so his head is just at the top, and then he can converse with people.
What if there was a way we could just get his head stuck in the room, and then we could just, like, throw food into his mouth?
I don't know. No, we'll just do it out in a big field or something.
Okay.
Big old picnic party. Next, we'll be having the well girl from Ring. She'll be there to be, you know, she's just kind of, it'll be so fun to see that recent love of everybody's horror life.
Right? I've heard she has a drinking problem.
You know.
We might need to keep tabs on her.
I feel like at this party, I don't really give a fuck. If anybody can have any problem they want, they can say whatever they want. I'm just going to see what happens. Because next, here's the guys that are going to be making everybody really pissed anyways. And that's your party guest, the Gremlins.
Oh, man, the Gremlins.
Right? Followed finally by the Babadook, who we're all going to get to know and love. We'll be starting off our dinner with some nice fried ravioli and a wedge salad. And Nick will be following it up by serving some smoked chicken, some smoked pig, and then we'll all be smoking some meth. Wow.
I think the Gremlins are going to bring everyone together.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So, Nick, have you ever heard of that movie, The People Under the Stairs?
Love it.
Yeah. What about Harry Potter? You remember when he had to live under the stairs for many years?
Yeah,
growing up?
He was definitely a person under the stairs.
I've heard, though, that whereas most people would hear about a child having to grow up living under a set of stairs, you actually support the family that did this to Harry Potter.
Well, you know, I just think it's a little bit more or a little less cut and dry as that. You know, the whole issue with Harry Potter and him having to live under the stairs is
at the Dursleys.
His
mother's sister, his aunt, and her
husband. Closest living relatives, the Dursleys. He was forced to live with them.
They made him live under a set of stairs.
So here's my deal. Like, Dumbledore, he made this all happen. And, you know, he threatens the Dursleys that Harry has to stay with them. They don't want Harry to stay there. They're afraid of magic. The only thing they know about magic is that, you know, her sister was always up to no good and she got killed. Like, that's all they know.
So they think Harry Potter's going to kill them. So they're just trying to keep everybody in their house safe. Well, by keeping him suppressed.
They definitely know that Harry...
So they're suppressive people.
They know that Harry is dangerous.
They're SPs.
Okay, they're SPs, but they also know that magic, you know, bad things can happen with magic. And Dumbledore basically says, well, you know, I only know how to do this one protection spell. And I can't just have you live with a family that would actually care about you and put on another powerful protection spell.
Well, it does seem shitty because he lived under the stairs until he was like fucking 12 and nobody in the wizarding world knew, like nobody was keeping tabs on him. I feel like Voldemort or anybody who wanted to kill Harry Potter could have just kind of gone, you know, they had that protection spell. Like the fact that he wasn't being watched, a really good wizard could have broken through that protection spell.
Or a really good wizard could have, a really good wizard could have found out one of his classmates that he went to school with and like done something to one of his classmates, like outside of that protection spell, to get him killed at school, totally. Or poison him at school or something.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, like, oh man, just the idea like of how dumb that thing is. And you know, Dumbledore, like, I just feel like the more I hear about Dumbledore after the fact,
Dumbledore just got lucky. Think how many fucking Harry Potters had Dumbledore lost, you know, because he hadn't handled it right to get to the point to where he was.
Well, Tom Riddle's one of them. Didn't handle that kid right.
Exactly. And then it turns out at the very end that Dumbledore just dies.
Do you think Dumbledore and Hagrid were fucking?
I don't know. Who do you think Dumbledore did bang? You think he banged any of the...
I think it was Hagrid. I think Hagrid was just slaying him.
You think that's the reason he was allowed to stay on campus?
Right, right. Special groundkeepers. Groundskeepers privileges.
Nick, did you ever play with dolls growing up?
No.
Have you seen that new movie, The Conjuring? It's not that new at all.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you heard of the spinoff Annabelle?
I haven't.
Have you heard of Annabelle? You haven't?
Well, I hadn't before we decided we were going to do this podcast and we were brainstorming on ideas and you mentioned it.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't know that even. How about that? Anyways, what if we came out with Annabelle 2? I don't know if this is a good way to go into this podcast and go into this topic.
Let's just go into it. You first asked me, like, had I ever played with dolls? I answered no, but that's like kind of like the obligatory male response to if someone asked
you.
But you
did, didn't you?
Yeah, I've definitely played with some dolls. And
anybody who had a sister or even just a doll around the house, any guy, I feel like at least once they're like, let's see what happens. G.I. Joes can be dolls too, but that's not who we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about girls' dolls.
Yeah, so we were talking about Annabelle 2, Doll Envy. And
yeah, Nick, that was what you thought about, though, Doll Envy. And thinking about what dolls or what one major doll did your sister have that you were like, oh, man, I'd love to have that doll. Or you had fun playing with it.
Or had fun playing with it, yeah. The major one that comes to mind is a Princess Jasmine doll from Aladdin. You know, my sister was older than me, so, like, she didn't have a lot of dolls, like, she wasn't getting, like, a lot of new dolls in the time where I was, like, interested in toys like that, you know?
Right.
But one of the last dolls she did get was, like, that Jasmine Aladdin doll. And honestly, I thought it was just like beautiful. I kind of fell in love with that character, Jasmine, just because of like this doll. I remember like I remember telling my sister I had a crush on Jasmine, you know,
like you were divulging to her.
Yeah. Like it was like, it was a pretty serious flame. I was,
God, that's so adorable, Mick. Is that what she said?
Yeah, probably. I don't so remember exactly, weird. But yeah, that was a cool doll. I remember.
You were so weird. You know what doll I loved?
Lay It On Me.
What was it? Amazing Alley. Do you remember that doll?
I don't remember. That sounds like a great name.
Your sister wouldn't have had it because she was older than you. But my sisters had it because they were younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And it, like you could plug these, you could put these packs into it, basically these memory cards, and it would make her know different knowledge. And you could ask her questions and scan stuff and put stuff in her mouth and in her hand that would like register like different items and accessories. Whoa. And she would say like specific things and her mouth would move. Dude.
Sounds intense.
I was always like super jealous of that stuff. I was like, God damn it. Like,
was her name Amazing Ally to kind of sound like Amazing Ally?
I don't know.
Do you think there was some of that going on?
Kind of training girls to be smart. Yeah, maybe. Dude, she'd be like, hi, I'm Allie. You know?
Did it ever scare you, like, late at night or something?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I'm sure there was at least one time it started talking out of nowhere, you know, computer programming or whatever.
How do people collect dolls? Like, I hate it when you go to someone's house and then they're like, oh, that's the doll room. And you're like, oh, okay, I'll never go to that room again.
I don't walk into my mom's living room because she has a whole cabinet full of dolls.
Yeah, it's just like one doll is not scary at all. But like once there's more than one in a single room,
it gets a little intense. It's a little bit freaky.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully you're not listening, Mom, to Nick criticize you.
Well, I do remember also like my sister had like she had like on her ceiling like this this canopy and it just held all these different like stuffed animals and dolls in it.
Oh, that sounds cool. Creepy.
That was really cool though.
That sounds creepy. Wait, did you have any other dolls? Okay, you said Jasmine. I already said who
you said Amazing Alley. I don't really have another specific doll.
There was never a doll on TV or anything that you saw and you're like, wow, that's a good doll.
On TV, no.
What about, did you ever see the doll where you could have the fake food and you would put it in its mouth and it would go
poop? You'd like vacuum it up. Yeah. That's all. And didn't that also make poop too, that doll?
Some of them did. Yeah. I liked that one a lot. That one was pretty cool. Did you never play with a Barbie?
No.
Really? Even at a friend's that was like even at a little girl's house, like when you were a kid?
I mean, yeah, I guess maybe. Oh wait, no, I do actually. I remember I had a little cousin, and she had a playroom of like every Barbie toy imaginable.
All right, there we go.
I do remember playing with her, and it was awesome too because
what kind of toys do you remember? What was her baddest ass Barbie
she had,
toy?
Well, she had like this giant mansion, but she had like
she had the Barbie mansion.
She had like all these cars, like different vehicles and stuff.
Did she have the Mustang?
I don't think so. I can't remember exactly what vehicle she had. I don't think she had the Mustang.
My sister had the Mustang.
Those cars were cool. Dude, the houses were cool, too. Like, they had, like, an elevator. And so, I think it was actually exactly like the one on Toy Story 3 that Ken had. Like, I feel like it was exactly like that one.
And you played Barbies with her once?
Yeah, a few times. Like, just when I was, like, of that young age and, like...
Did you ever give Barbies a haircut?
No, I never did that.
Dude, I did that with my sisters. I thought it was awesome. I finally was able to convince them, like, with, like, at least one of their Barbies. I, like, got the Barbie that was, like, the biggest, like, whatever. No one ever wants. I mean, I had to play Barbie sometimes.
The uncool Barbie.
Yeah, and it's like, why don't we, like, cut her hair and, like cut it a little bit at a time and give her different styles and, like.
Like, guys, why don't we make Regina cool?
But, of course, eventually I wanted to cut her hair all the way off and see what she'd look like without hair. You know?
You overdid it.
No, that was the whole point.
What was the unpopular Barbie's name?
I'm pretty sure it was just like one of those old Barbies whose legs didn't move much at all, and like who was probably wearing like some type of underwear. Have you seen that they put underwear on Barbies now?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's like well, I haven't looked in a fucking long time now that I think about it. I need to check out a Barbie's underwear situation.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
That's on
your priorities have been way out of whack.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on top of that tomorrow. But apparently, yeah. No, you know, she was just a fucking shitty Barbie. There was one Barbie. I was like, whatever. Like, how about we pick this one out? You know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a hard sell because they thought it was cool too. You know, it was fun. Like, we got to
give it.
I think we did it with this. I think they eventually did it to a second one without me even being there. You know.
You have a great influence.
You know, I never had G.I. Joes. I always thought G.I. Joes were fucking dumb.
You're talking with the big ones, right?
Yeah.
Because I had the little ones that you could twist up.
Dude, those ones were fucking awesome. High five.
Yeah, that.
Sucking each other's dicks.
So, yeah, I like the. Yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page with that. Because, like, yeah, most of my action figures were all on that 6-inch scale or so.
No, those were good fucking action figures.
Yeah, but I remember I did have a close friend growing up who did have, like, a bunch of the G.I. Joe dolls.
And he was fucking piece of shit, right?
He actually was, but it's just like,
was he really?
Yeah, he was.
Why was he such a piece of shit?
There's so many stories, and we could go into
one of them.
Him.
What's one of them?
One time he kicked his dog.
Oh my god!
So, like, yeah.
Wait. What time of the year was this? Summer?
Probably
or
like
school year?
Probably fall. Yeah, school year, like fall.
Was it in the afternoon or on the
afternoon,
weekend?
Afternoon, probably school day.
All right, and you were over at this person's house?
Yeah.
And you were in their backyard or in their house?
Backyard.
Okay, and they just unprovoked or the dog didn't do what they said?
No, the it was definitely unprovoked, but it was like he was pissed off because I think we had like a sporting event and his team had lost. Anyways, it was just like...
And he took it out, and he just, like, his dog was, like, what, trying to jump on him and love him, and he kicked it?
Pretty much.
And what'd you do?
We, like, everyone there was just horrified.
Wait, what do you mean everyone? I thought it was just you and him.
No. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to say...
Don't name names. Come on.
But people were terrified, and we were all like, how can you do that?
What, other people from the neighborhood? Who are these other friends? People from
school?
They were
just friends. These are just friends.
From school or from the neighborhood?
These are all my crackhead friends back in elementary school.
Okay, elementary school. All right.
No, but
I'm not trying to like. I'm not going to ask you now. I'm just trying to figure out how is this guy? Was he your friend from the neighborhood or a friend from school?
Don't worry about it. The main thing is G.I. Joe dolls.
What kind of party was it?
It wasn't a party. It was just people hanging out.
How many people? I'm no. Give me some more.
Can't even give you any more
details.
Yeah,
you can. How many people? 10 to 20 or 20 to 30?
No, it was like 4 or 5.
Okay, 4 to 5 people sitting around, and he kicks his dog. And he kicks his dog because, oh my god, did anybody stand up for the fucking dog?
Everybody, we all left. That was the end of it. That was
so
like
no one stood up for the dog. Everybody left. That was an inspiring story, Nick.
Oh yeah, well we didn't free the dog, but we. Well, what were we gonna do? Go take a dog?
Stephen King. Have you ever heard any? What are we going to do? All go right. Take the dog, all rescue right. The dog.
So we're just moving on.
Stephen King. You've heard of Stephen King, right?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
All right. Well, you brought up this interesting idea. What if his name was Stephen Queen and every single movie, horror movie that he's come out with, what if you had to pair it up with the Queen song? What Queen song?
We're talking Stephen Queen.
Stephen Queen. All right, Nick, what's the first movie you want to take home?
Well, I was initially a little bit worried about this, just because this song's actually been used in Highlander, but I thought it'd be cool to have Misery going and have a 1 Year of Love by Queen playing. Are you familiar with that one?
I don't think I am. Can you give me an idea of what
it's
song's
like a,
about?
It's a slower jam. It's kind of like. Just 1 year of love is better than a lifetime alone.
And you're going to put that with what movie? Misery?
Misery. So, like, you know, when...
Sanders
when,
the intern. Come
oh,
out.
Man.
His,
looking fine.
Looking like James Bond over here.
Sanders walking around.
In his skimpies.
But yeah, so, like, she's going to... You know, I'm seeing Kathy Bates, like, crushing... James Caan's feet, you know, with that wooden block.
All right.
To that, like, slow Queen jam.
Well, I would like to see, I think... Oh, wow, there's so many great Stephen King movies. I'd like to start off by seeing Christine with Styx, Wanted Man. What is that song?
Oh, that's
The jig is up. You finally found me.
That's that's Styx, though.
That's what I said, Styx.
Oh, okay. I thought we were just doing Queen.
Oh, God damn it. yeah, and I should have known, yeah. No, I met Christine with Don't Stop Me Now.
Oh, nice, nice, yes.
The other big car song, yeah. So Christine, like, you know, Christine just running, mowing people down. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
And blood is just like shooting everywhere, yeah.
Just killing people, yeah. So that'd be
does blood
cool.
Does blood come out of the exhaust on Christine?
I don't think so.
Does that ever happen at one scene?
It might. You got another movie and song?
Yeah, so for this next one, I'm thinking Pet Sematary. And it's, I feel like there'd be a bunch of really good songs you'd use, but the main one is Who Wants to Live Forever, you know? And you could have the Baby Gauge coming out. Who wants to live forever? Who dares to love forever? It'd be really epic. But then also, I think, you know, there's a bunch of songs that would work with that one.
No, I like what you're saying. What kind of scene would you like to see it with? Which scene?
Well, I'd like to see it used in, like, three different scenes, so then it eventually gets...
What scenes?
Like, maybe at first when Gage dies, just, like, very, like, quietly in the background a little bit.
All right.
Kind of just, like, maybe the violins from it brought in. And then, you know, so then at the end, though, when the wife comes out and she's like at his door at the very end, that's when it's like mainly hitting. All right.
Let me ask you this. You know which one we got to pair with The Shining, right?
Which one do you think?
Well, it's basically Stephen King's probably the best movie, even though it's not a direct adaptation. It's close, you know, and it's a good adaptation with the same ideas.
It's an amazing movie.
I'd say, you know, it's probably Stephen King's best horror movie. We'll put it with Queen's best song.
Okay, which is, in your opinion?
Well, their magnum opus, I should say.
We Will Rock You?
No. That's a good one.
We Are the Champions?
No. I'm talking about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, of course. Yep. And that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah, exactly, because it's like it has like the conflicting, you know, ideas, the conflicting personalities. I think it would go well. What about The Green Mile? What do you think we could pair with The Green Mile?
You're my best friend.
You're the best friend that I'll ever have. All right, that's a good point. How about, let's see, what else can we do? Can we get a couple more out here while we have time? How about, Carrie.
We got to do Carrie, Killer Queen.
Queen, Killer Sunshine with a laser beam. Laser beam.
Dynamite, something.
With a lima bean.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime, bam, bam.
Oh, for Thinner, we got to do Fat Bottom Girls. Just for the irony.
Great call, Nick. Can we call The Running Man?
Oh, I forgot. That's a Bachman book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, I always forget that's Stephen King.
Yeah. So what about Under Pressure?
Oh, nice.
Under Pressure.
That's
Pressure! Can we put anything with Cujo?
It's coming down. Another one. I was going to say another one bites the dust just because of the bite thing, but...
No, I think that's good. Is that another it? One bites okay. the dust, yeah. Okay. All right.
What? Oh, my God. Sorry. Just screamed into the mic.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Out of excitement there. Tommyknockers, that's the one with, like, the aliens. So for that one.
Is it?
Isn't it? And there's an alien ship that's, like, making people's, like, lose their minds. For that one, we could do Princes of the Universe, you know? For Tommyknockers.
Right. Right. How about with Firestarter?
Uh-huh.
We do there we go. No, I don't know.
I Want to Break Free. That also would be good with Carrie, too.
No. I think Firestarter is I Want to Break Free. I feel like that turns Firestarter into this, like, really uplifting story, whereas instead of, like, Drew Barrymore being, like, this horrific girl who makes people burn to death, she's like, I want to break free, you know? All of a sudden, but it seems like she's empowered. I like that. All right. I think that was great. You know what I think it's time really to do?
What is it? Is it time for the corner?
It's time to cue the music.
Grandma, turn off the radio. We're going into
Nick's Corner.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it's time for another Nick's
rendition
Corner.
Rendition of Nick's Corner, yeah. So this Nick's Corner, Nick, what are we doing?
This time we are talking about Chest of Horrors.
Now, yeah, we're going to be talking about Chest of Horrors, guys. And we're not going to be just talking about, though, movies with tits in them. That's so fucking overplayed, obviously. You can go online and see a million lists of that. What we're going to talk about is who have we not seen in a horror movie showing their tits that we want to see. What movie or franchise or genre do we want to see them in?
Or it could be original, too, I think.
Yeah, it can be genre. You're going to come with an original horror movie genre?
No, I just meant it doesn't have to be like when there's something established, right?
I didn't say it. No, it doesn't have to be a part of a franchise.
Right.
It can be.
Right.
You know what? Now yours do all have to be a part of a franchise.
You know, I just want to clarify for the people playing along at home.
No one's playing along.
You're right. But they might in the future when we try to put out a brown bag home game.
We're always trying to put out.
We're gonna put out a game and you play along with the podcast. But I do think it is worth saying that when you're a kid, one of the appealing things of getting a horror movie like on VHS is to see the tits. And so I got to do a shout out real quick to Critters. It was rated PG-13, and back in the day, like right before the internet really got going to rent a VHS was a little bit easier for a kid.
What scene was it?
I can't even remember. I just remember there's this really hot chick, and you see her tits, and they're probably not even that nice. She's probably not even that hot, but like as a kid, it was so important to me. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny? You say Critters. Do you remember Goonies?
Yeah.
All right, that was the one I was gonna say. Goonies Go to College, though, the second one.
What?
Dude, now that one, they had this scene where they do a panty raid. Do you remember panty raids? Like where all the girls put their panties and underwear in like a in a laundry basket in the middle of a hallway, and like all the guys are supposed to come get the panties. Yeah, and they come and do this. When they do, all the girls start running through the halls topless, and you know, of course, they all have amazing racks. You know,
it was PG-13.
Yep, and it was PG-13. No, and I watched it with my dad. My dad was like, "You can't watch that," but dude, he left it downstairs and by the VCR.
Wink.
Dude, he had to know, right?
He was trying to help you out there.
Yeah, I got to make sure that he's straight because it was back in the 90s. You know, he wanted to just ensure. You know,
so but yeah, right. But that being said, I feel like that sets it up. So we're not just guys like talking about wanting to see women naked. We have context for it. Damn it!
Absolutely. You know, there's probably not been enough dong in horror movies, to be honest.
Okay, so are you thinking about putting some dong out right now?
You want me to pull my dong out?
No, I'm talking about in your fantasy for
my fan
for Chest of Horrors.
Yeah, well, of course we're gonna have to. You know, we're an equal opportunity podcast. We review both the male and female perspective.
Okay, that's very brave because you know
that's not brave. That's what we do, bro.
Well, there's not a lot of dongs in horror movies. That's all I'm saying.
I know, and that's a problem for us. In our minds, and we're going to solve that. So, Nick, who have you not seen in a horror movie, female, that you would like to see? What horror movie type would you like to see her in? What scene would you like to see her boobs in?
Well, okay, actually, I've seen her in a horror movie, Jennifer Lawrence. That's who I was going to go with, but she didn't show her boobs in it, so I feel like she's still...
Have you seen the internet before?
Yes, and I have seen those photos.
Okay.
Oh, so you think I'm wasting it?
No, keep on going.
I feel like you're giving me a look like I'm wasting mine.
I mean, you know, you might be. But go on, you know.
Okay,
On film,
so,
it's different.
Yeah, it's in the scenario.
I'm gonna see.
I want to see her in that, the like, demonic alien force scenario where there's some sort of hive mind taking over the planet, and she's got to fight against them, and she's the last hope of humanity, sort of a la Edge of Tomorrow, Invasion of the Body Snatchers type of thing.
All right. What scene is she going to be in, topless?
Just to help with the storytelling, the exposition, probably like early on, like it's a shower scene.
Okay.
She's like listening to her iPod and taking her top off, and she gets all tangled up in her head, but her headphones or something.
While she's taking off her shirt.
Yeah, kind of like make it kind of like natural.
And it's a sport bra, so she's taking it off at the same time.
Yeah, something like all that. Right,
good.
But and it's kind of steaming up, but you can still see the silhouette. It like, you know, really play around with our imagination, you know. And and you know what, maybe there's a sex scene in there too.
Oh, all right, Nick. I feel you there. So you're gonna have J-Law.
J-Law?
In a shower scene. What was the horror movie time?
It's like aliens are invading the planet.
All right, alien flick. So for mine, I'm going to have the very voluptuous Christina Hendricks.
Ooh.
From who I'm sure you guys will best know from Firefly.
Firefly, not Mad Men.
She will be in a Scream series.
You're relaunching Scream?
Oh, the next Scream, Scream 6.
Oh, okay, cool. Scream 6.
Right, Scream 6. She will be topless. It will also be a shower scene.
Very nice.
Because those are the best scenes, you know. It just really makes you understand the curves of a lady's body when you put them in the shower.
Well, and ever since Psycho, you know, it's like the shower
and,
has
and immediately
whole
gives it like the this whole aura, like, oh my God, she's at risk. She could be in danger.
She's vulnerable.
You could always do like the camera that's walking through the house towards the, you know. Yeah, so there we go. Now, someone's going to pull back, and she will be the first person murdered. She's going to be stabbed in the shower. And we're also going to get to see blood run down between the center of her breasts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
It's exactly like Psycho. That's what I like about it.
Yep.
It's an homage. That's what that is.
Yeah. You know what? It is absolutely. It's like Scream 6. Hey, you know what? We haven't gone and seen Furious 7. Speaking of 6,
we still haven't seen Furious 7.
You want to go see it right now?
Should we stop recording this podcast and just go see Furious 7?
Yep, I think so.
No. Guys, hope you enjoyed it.
No,
we're out of here.
Nope, we gotta be equal opportunists. We can't be sexist pigs.
Okay, yeah. Now
what men do we want to see flash some dong, and what movies? Let's get it done. I want to see Kevin Spacey. Okay, I want to see Spacey. I want to see him probably in like a freak show horror movie. You know, where it's like really freaky people. Like the. What is it? Like Wrong Turn type movie?
Okay, like Carnival kind of freaks, right? Like,
well, you've seen like what is it? House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah.
Like that, or you've seen the scene from Harold and Kumar where they end up at that freak's house, yeah,
like
and you've
Hills
seen
Have
Texas
Eyes.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hills Have Eyes, yeah. So something like that.
Okay.
We're going to see Kevin Spacey in that as the crazy person, and he's going to murder somebody dong slinging.
Just totally naked, just slaughtering somebody.
Yep. Wow. Killing somebody with a knife. Yeah, this dong's going to be out. All right. What do you got?
Do you see Christian Bale's dong in American Psycho? I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember how you even seen that movie.
Oh, you know what? This is going to be I'm going to go with old man dong, cuz you never see dong, but you really never see old man dong. And I'm going to go with Brendan Gleeson, the actor. You know, he's been in so many movies. He's like Mel Gibson's best friend in Braveheart, though.
Right.
Not Mel Gibson's best friend. His William Wallace's best friend, I should say.
All right.
And so, it's like a scene where he's just, it's actually a shower scene, just like our other movies. But he ends up coming out of the shower and fighting the murderer naked and just like flapping his dong everywhere.
How about Kevin Spacey's fighting him?
And they're both butt naked. Why is everyone naked though? Because they're in a hotel.
Because Kevin Spacey's a crazy man. Oh, Kevin Spacey has a split personality. And yeah, when they first get, they're on a business trip. And at first they go in there, everything's normal, and they're sharing a room. But then Kevin Spacey flips while Brandon Gleason's in the shower. And then when he comes, like he gets out of the shower all naked, Kevin Spacey jumps in the bathroom trying to kill him naked.
But actually, Brandon Gleason paid for it. Like Brandon Gleason pays this dude to fucking kill him.
But then he can't allow him to kill him, and he ends up beating the shit out of him. But he can't bring himself to kill Kevin Spacey's naked body, so he puts clothes on him and throws him back on his bed, and just hopes everything goes back to normal, and it does for a while. But guys, to figure out what happens next, you got to tune in next time. So we're backing out of this corner.
All right, so we're getting out of here.
And we're getting out of this brown bag.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, that's how it happens. Anyways, guys, please sign up and follow us on Podomatic, guys. We're Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show, .podomatic.com. Signing up is easy. You know, you don't have to keep any emails, but they will let you know whenever we put up a new episode, so you can make sure and download those.
But you can turn that feature off also if you're not.
Yeah, whatever you want. But you know, we really appreciate all the love. Other than that, Nick, anything you got to say?
Be good.